With the Canadian federal election scheduled for April 28, 2025, voters have been bombarded by various campaigns and promises from candidates in their respective ridings and the leaders of the main federal parties. However, those who support and advocate for Fredericton's most vulnerable, people who are low income or homeless, have their own perspective on the election and which issues to pay attention to. Conveniently, the concerns of these advocacy groups mirrored one of the most contentious issues going into the election, housing. Available and affordable housing is a rising issue in Fredericton. The city announced a vacancy rate of 0.9% in January, meaning that less than 1% of apartments are available for new tenants or tenants looking to get out of an exploitative situation. Here is Nicola Taylor, the chair of Acorn NB, the New Brunswick branch of a national union that advocates for low-income people, describing how housing is often seen as an investment tool rather than a human right.
But right now what we're seeing is that people are seeing this as an investment tool, and that's wrong. And because they're seeing it as an investment tool, that's why we're seeing these massive rent increases, displacements of tenants, and, you know, affordability in the housing going right down the hill. Financialized landlords, corporate landlords, they're going to keep jacking up rents. And actually, one of their tactics is to let them go downhill so they don't repair them, they don't maintain them, and then they get out the old tenants to bring new ones to jack the rent. And that's what's been happening consecutively over the years. We may not have noticed it as much until the pandemic hit. That was when rent gouging really, really took place. But it has been happening for a long, long time.
Nicola noted that Acorn has a solution to what is an admittedly dire assessment of Fredericton housing.
So one of our goals as Acorn Canada is to have the federal government build minimum 50,000 social housing units a year for the next 10 years.
Nicola then explained why social housing is Acorn's priority.
Social housing then is for low income families or people. In Canada, they stopped building it. The government stopped taking account of it in the 90s. So they've just let the private sector take hold of the housing. And that's why we've seen this depletion of social housing in general and affordability. So what the government has to do is, as soon as a building comes up for sale, first dibs to buy that building should either go to not-for-profits, co-ops, land trusts, or tenants themselves if they're able to do that. And usually when you look at these instances, for example, like co-ops, you will find that house will be really well maintained, really well looked after. That, yes, for sure, they'll have to put the rent up every now and again, but it's not ridiculously high, you know.
Co-op and social housing aren't the only solutions to housing affordability. According to Perry Kendall, the CEO of Habitat for Humanity New Brunswick, new construction and facilitating individual home ownership is another solution that faces some challenges.
Since 2020, residential construction price index has risen 51%. Fees and taxes on new residential construction have climbed over 30% across Canada. And that's not even considering this potential impact of tariffs that's coming into play. So the cost to build has drastically increased. Simply put, that the vast majority of renters across New Brunswick and for that matter across Canada see owning a home as out of reach. Our view is that everyone deserves a safe and decent place to live, and affordable home ownership is an important component of that.
Perry elaborated on what could alleviate those challenges facing affordable home ownership and what Habitat hopes to see after the election.
We are asking for tax relief on nonprofit housing providers. We're pleased to see that there is measures included in the major party platforms with relief from the GST. For every 100 homes that Habitat builds for low to moderate income families, we could increase the number of homes by another 5 to 13 more. So that's the first. Secondly, simply put, Habitat does know how to get homes built across Canada. We're in 40 locations across Canada. We're asking for dedicated grants from the federal government to help us create more homes that can be available to families who need that hand up to transition to affordable home ownership.
Perry also described the impact that affordable home ownership has on people.
We currently have just over 90 families and homes across the province, and the impact that Habitat has had on their lives has been huge. So whether that be children who were having respiratory issues because of poor air quality in the homes that they were renting, whether that be families who had a person with disabilities living in an inappropriate setting and now in a home that meets their accessibility needs, to be settled. And that word home just keeps coming through. Of one family, even it's just made the comment, I can breathe now.
Finally, Warren Maddox, the executive director of Fredericton Homeless Shelters Inc., described the issues facing those who support Fredericton's most vulnerable.
Our primary concern, I guess, is we know that there's going to be some belt tightening no matter which party come into power. So our biggest concern really at this point is to figure out how much cut there's going to be and where are they going to be. What we concern with and what we look at are housing options and where are we going to get the capital funding to be able to build. So the capital funding that we would get, we'd use to buy little apartment buildings or to build, you know, little apartment buildings. Other ones would build larger ones, obviously. We need a chunk of that money not to go to municipalities or somebody like that where they siphon off their amount. So by the time it actually gets to the nonprofit, it's actually about 50% less than when it started. We would like that money to come directly to us in a way that is manageable for us to deal with, so that we, you know, the reporting structures are in place, we have no problem with accountability, we're happy to be accountable. But being able to access that money is the critical part.
I'm Aidan Keenan for CHSR 97.9 FM and the Local Journalism Initiative.